From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, we are going to be talking about leadership for free. Three words you don't often hear in that or any order. And this leadership for free concept comes out of Nigel's book, Building Leadership Development Programs That Work. So, Nigel, you are going to share with us how people can do leadership for free. How can they do that?
It's not magic at all. And I didn't make it up. I got it from talking to lots of people and looking at what was going on in numbers of organizations. And I suppose the revelation for me was that I realized lots and lots of small organizations, not-for-profit organizations, just don't do any leadership development at all because they perceive that it's so expensive that it would just suck all the resources out of their budget. So the logic goes something like, well, I can concentrate on these five people, or I can spend my money on the other 50 or 60 or whatever it might be. And that struck me as being ridiculous because the getting good leadership through an organization of 50 or 60 people is just as important, maybe more important than if you've got 50 or 60,000 people. Because leadership, where you've got a small organization, the quality of leadership directly impinges on the staff and there's no escape. You know, in a big organization, you can always move around. You can transfer. You know, you don't have to put up with it for very long. But you're kind of doomed in a smaller organization. And I think there's a lot of very dysfunctional leadership going on. So there are a number of ways that you can start to put in place quite sophisticated programs of leadership. Don't cost anything. In other words, you don't have to bring in someone from outside or spend a fortune sending people away on programs and courses. So the top three ways that are not mutually exclusive. The first one is just action learning. If you get a set of leaders together who meet on a regular basis with an aim of improving the quality and the consistency of leadership, and they work on their own problems. So sometimes one person will share a problem, someone will share a resource or an idea, and they basically talk around the issues and take some action. So they decide that they will do this or they do that. And they log that and commit each other. That's one. Now, it's dead simple and it can work in very, very obvious ways, providing there's commitment, providing that people do what they say, and providing they want to improve. So you need a kind of a modus operandi and a reason for doing it. And that often has to be set by the people at the top who say, we're not going to put up with this rubbish. But the second area is just the amount of really high quality, free is probably the wrong word, but kind of open license materials, open learning materials. If you look at iTunes U, for one example, and just type in leadership, you'll get overwhelmed by stuff. If you look at all the MOOCs, if you look at the blogs from Harvard University, look at the books, you know, there's so much stuff that could easily be pulled together by someone and turned into topic areas that could be dealt with and stimulate ideas. You know, look at what other people are doing. There are 1,000 webinars and case studies. So if you just look at the resources that are available, you really get some excellent, excellent stuff. Often far better than, you know, pulling in some cut price organization to deliver, you know, cheap, in inverted commas, leadership development. Go with the best, you know, go with the top people. And the third way is to just facilitate, you know, that if you've got someone, if you've not got an L&D person, but you might have, you know, HR people, if someone is prepared to take on a facilitation role and get discussion going, prompt some stimulus, maybe put out a blog or put out a question once a week and get groups to focus on answers and generally being more conscious of practice improves. So it's like if you draw attention to a deficit, most people want to make it better, want to do it better, but it needs to have some priority and some time allocated. So, you know, three ways that you could use, or you could use a bit of all of those things, and you do end up with improving, sometimes dramatically, the consistency and the quality of leadership. And I think there's no excuse, really, for every organization to have a go.
Brilliant, Nigel. So, action learning, use some great open learning materials and facilitate the conversation and get people sharing and thinking about how they could be better leaders. Some great tips and for free. So, Nigel, thank you very much.
Martin, it's always a pleasure. Thank you. From scratch.